Yeah, the antenna, as somebody said before, I don't know where, who said it, but the antenna is like, if you can get a really nice camera body, and if you don't get a good lens for it, it's worth nothing. So, that's definitely a good tip. I'm looking at different strategies for deploying an antenna in the field. Some of these telescoping ones look interesting. I've heard of people throwing antennas like over a tree branch with like a weight, but I don't know how well that would turn out in terms of signal quality. But you know, there's room for experimentation in any direction, I suppose. And I appreciate the offer of the CW help and getting into the CW mode, but I'll probably need that in the coming few weeks. But as it stands right now, I've got my call sign memorized. I've got, TQ memorized. I've got a gear, iambic double paddle with a CW gear there. So I'm getting plenty of practice in, and I noticed that a lot of these heaters have heater buttons on them where you can do your call sign, do your CQ, and whatever other signals you need to send really quick, and then it's just a matter of like pushing through two or three buttons on the little box there, and you're getting contacts. But that's to say the challenge, I think, sometimes, just being able to do that automatically is really where I'm struggling. I'm dyslexic, so just trying to translate those things back in order in my head down onto paper is always a fun experience, but it's good to exercise that muscle when I'm less dyslexic. So I'm trying to look at the positive side. But yeah, that sounds really cool. I'm going to have to look up the expedition. That sounds like a great rabbit hole for me to fall down on YouTube. Back to you. This is KF8 FSQ.